تتشارف بلاغ الشيخ اول عارف بالله رومي وقت تبريز دون عز الشاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب رحمة الله تعالى عليه. التايتل ہے درد دل کا امام ہوتا ہے. جذب جس کا امام ہوتا ہے, جذب جس کا امام ہوتا ہے, راہ میں تیز گام ہوتا ہے. جذب جس کا امام ہوتا ہے, جذب جس کا امام ہوتا ہے, راہ میں تیز گام ہوتا ہے. جذب جس کا امام ہوتا ہے, دل سے ان کا غلام ہوتا ہے, دل سے ان کا غلام ہوتا ہے, عشق جس کا امام ہوتا ہے, دل سے ان کا غلام ہوتا ہے, عشق جس کا امام ہوتا ہے. جذب دل جذب جس کا امام ہوتا ہے, راہ میں تیز گام ہوتا ہے. جس کا راہبر نہ ہو تو پھر اس کا, جس کا راہبر نہ ہو تو پھر اس کا, جس کا راہبر نہ ہو تو پھر اس کا, نفس بھی بے لگام ہوتا ہے, نفس بھی بے لگام ہوتا ہے, نفس بھی بے لگام ہوتا ہے. دوستو درد دل کی مسجد میں, دوستو درد دل کی مسجد میں, درد دل کا امام ہوتا ہے, درد دل کا امام ہوتا ہے. یہ کرامت ہے شیخ کامل کی, یہ کرامت ہے شیخ کامل کی, یہ کرامت ہے شیخ کامل کی. فیض طالب کا عام ہوتا ہے, فیض طالب کا عام ہوتا ہے, فیض طالب کا عام ہوتا ہے, دل سے ان کا غلام ہوتا ہے, عشق جس کا امام ہوتا ہے. رائے گاں آہ تو نہیں جاتی, رائے گاں آہ تو نہیں جاتی, رائے گاں آہ تو نہیں ہوتی, فضل اس پر بھی تام ہوتا ہے, فضل اس پر بھی تام ہوتا ہے. کار فرما تو لطف ہے ان کا, کار فرما تو لطف ہے ان کا, ہم غلاموں کا نام ہوتا ہے, ہم غلاموں کا نام ہوتا ہے. کار فرما تو لطف ہے ان کا, ہم غلاموں کا نام ہوتا ہے. عالم غیب کے ہیں جام و سبو, عالم غیب کے ہیں جام و سبو, جام ان کا ہی جام ہوتا ہے, جام ان کا ہی جام ہوتا ہے. گر نہ ہو دوست تو کرم ان کا, گر نہ ہو دوست تو کرم ان کا, گر نہ ہو دوست تو کرم ان کا, عمر بھر عشق خام ہوتا ہے, عمر بھر عشق خام ہوتا ہے, عمر بھر عشق خام ہوتا ہے. اشک باری پہ فضل باری ہو, اشک باری پہ فضل باری ہو, اشک باری پہ فضل باری ہو, تب کہیں جا کے کا کے کام ہوتا ہے, تب کہیں جا کے کام ہوتا ہے. تب کہیں جا کے کام ہوتا ہے، گھر مربی نہ ہو گھر مربی نہ ہو کوئی اس کا، گھر مربی نہ ہو کوئی اس کا، گھر مربی نہ ہو کوئی اس کا، عشق بھی بے نظام ہوتا ہے، عشق بھی بے نظام ہوتا ہے، عشق بھی بے نظام ہوتا ہے، ذکر و تقویٰ کے نور سے اختر، ذکر و تقویٰ کے نور سے اختر، ذکر و تقویٰ کے نور سے اختر، نور نسبت تمام ہوتا ہے، نور نسبت تمام ہوتا ہے، ہم غلاموں کا نام ہوتا ہے، جذب جس کا امام ہوتا ہے، راہ میں تیز گام ہوتا ہے، دل سے ان کا غلام ہوتا ہے، عشق جس کا امام ہوتا ہے، یہ کرامت ہے شیخ کامل کی، فیض طالب کام ہوتا ہے، رائے گا آہ تو نہیں ہوتی، فضل اس پر بھی تام ہوتا ہے، جذب جس کا امام ہوتا ہے، راہ میں تیز گام ہوتا ہے.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. May Allah give us the reality of the teachings of the Quran Sharif, that all you who believe acquire taqwa. Half your work is done, you have got iman. Now you just have to acquire taqwa so that you could become a wali, a kamil. By iman you are wali of Allah Ta'ala. Everyone, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Everyone who has brought iman is a friend of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah wants a close friendship. A friendship that even middle of the night, you are ready to go to your friend. So such a friendship Allah Ta'ala wants us to acquire. And for that, Allah Ta'ala says you need to have taqwa. And to get taqwa, kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Be with those people who are sadiq fit taqwa. Just the name of taqwa is not enough. Just the bayan on taqwa is not enough. But the reality of taqwa. May Allah, out of His kindness, as it is mentioned in these ash'ar, bless us with that taqwa. And it is only from Allah and His gift that He whom Allah blesses. And as He is in the ash'ar, if we don't have a guide, then it's very difficult. And therefore, we need a guide to teach us and guide us in this way. And the guide also is such a guide that we keep contact with the guide. If we don't keep contact, you got a GPS, but it's off. It's not going to show you directions. So if our relationship is off, then also how are we going to get? And at least what we must keep on doing, when we are by the Shaykh, then listen to him, sit in his company, etc. And otherwise, the zikr that he has shown, our ma'amulat, that is very important, that we keep that going. And that will, by that we will be guided all the time, inshallah. So, yeah, this very beautiful poem of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah. Dard-e-dil ka imam, dard-e-dil ka imam hota hai. There is an imam for that person who has got love in his heart. You need an imam for that. That who can guide that love which is in the heart. Because if there isn't an imam to guide, you haven't got a GPS, your GPS is off, there isn't connection, you're not getting a connection, then how are you going to be guided? So this, you might have that desire to reach Allah Ta'ala, but you haven't got your GPS, you haven't got your Imam, then how are you going to reach? And so you need an Imam for that jazb of yours, and that love which you have in your heart for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, to guide you to Allah, you need an Imam. Jazb jiska Imam hota hai. Jazb, whose Imam is jazb. Jazb is like a magnet that pulls an iron. Okay? You can't see anything there. You just bring the magnet, you see that getting pulled, and it's coming to the magnet. So just like that, if a person who has got jazb, and whose Imam is jazb, that is jazb of Allah Ta'ala. And that is also a gift from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala bless us with that. And may Allah Ta'ala let it stay with us. That jazb, that what Allah Ta'ala pulls a person towards him, may Allah grant that to us, inshallah. Raah mein tez gaam hota hai. Then in this path to Allah Ta'ala, a person whose Imam is jazb, that he is being pulled by Allah Ta'ala, like that magnet. The stronger the magnet, that iron, you just see it getting pulled through all everything else, and it's coming through to the magnet. Just like that, if a person has got this jazb of Allah Ta'ala, he gets pulled towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and it's tez gaam. Tez gaam is the name of a train also in Pakistan. That is a very fast train. Tez gaam. So this person will be very fast in reaching Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala if that person is blessed with this ishq. And for that a person has to, as Hazrat explains further, we have to cry to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah blesses us with that jazb, with that desire, that coming towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. As we see, somebody has got just that urge to go for Umrah. So no matter what other work he has got, how many people for Hajj, and last minute they got the accreditation, and how they prepare and quickly they do everything. Person wants to go in Jamaat, for example, and nothing can stop him then. He just wants to go. So that is what we require, that pull from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that also comes from going in the cause, the normal cause, but actually it is only from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, whom Allah Ta'ala blesses with that, and for that we have to cry to Allah Ta'ala. Dil se unka ghulam hota hai. Then a person from his heart becomes a slave of such a person. Like all our great Buzurgani Deen, how people became their slaves and just followed them. From your heart you follow such people. Those people who have got that ishq, and Allah has blessed them, and they have been pulled towards Allah Ta'ala. Ishq jiska imam hota hai. The people become the slave of that person whose imam is ishq. That person who has got the true love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and his life, public life, private life, outside life, day life, night life, everything is in conformity with that. People just become slaves of such a person, and from their heart they have love for such a person. Jiska rehbar na ho, to phir uska nafs bhi belagam hota hai. And a person who hasn't got a guide, a person who hasn't got a GPS, or he hasn't got contact, the connection is not there, then nafs becomes his reins. His nafs controls him. Then nafs will take you wherever it wants to. In other words, you don't keep in mind the teachings of the sheikh, etc. You're not doing your zikr, your ma'amulats, etc. Then your nafs will overtake. And then you will go, and your nafs will take you to such places that you yourself, you'll feel ashamed where and where your nafs will take you, and what it will let you do. Dosto, dard dil ki masjid mein. How beautifully Hazrat has placed this, that oh my friends, in the masjid of love, where the ashiqeen are gathered, all the ashiqs, the lovers of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, dard dil ka imam hota hai. Their love becomes the imam of the heart, like he becomes the imam. And a person, the mind will tell you, do this, do that, do this. And then your heart will make the final decision. The mind will tell the heart that don't do this, it's not good for you. But whatever decision the heart makes, so a person who has got that love of Allah Ta'ala, and according to that the heart makes decisions, those will be all good decisions. And if the imam is your nafs, then the heart will make decisions according to the nafs. So that is that a person has to get control over his nafs. یہ کرامت ہے شیخ کامل کی فیض طالب کا عام ہوتا ہے. حضرت says this is the karamat of the Shaykh Kamil. Like we see all our Buzurganideen, all of them, their Murideen, how their faith became widespread in the world. Whether it is of recent times, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali for example, whether it is Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his Khulafa, whether it is Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his Khulafa, all of them who are Shaykh Kamil, then through their students, through their Khulafa, through their Murids, his faith spreads out in the world. This is a sign that the Shaykh is Shaykh Kamil, that his Murids and the Khulafa, they are spreading the word. They are spreading that dard, that love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Raiga aah to nahi hoti, fadal us par bhi taam hota hai. And a person who hasn't reached there, but he wants to reach, he's crying to Allah Ta'ala. He's pleading to Allah, Ya Allah, bless me also with that ishq of yours. You pull me also towards you. Perhaps he doesn't get it, but fazal us par bhi taam hota hai. Allah's fazal is perfect and complete on such a person also. As long as a person is on the right path, if a person is on the right path and he is stuck without petrol, he gets a puncture, whatever else, some problem he's got, somebody comes, helps him out, he's on the right path. If he's on the wrong path and he doesn't get stuck also, no puncture, no nothing, that person is going to go wrong. But if you're on the right path, and then even if you get stuck, you didn't reach, but inshallah, Allah in His kindness, that at the time of maut, Allah will make you also a person who has got ishq. Allah will bless you with that. Like for example, a person wants to become a hafiz of Quran, and he tries, but he can't make it. But he keep on trying, whole life he tries, Allah will raise him with the huffaz. A person who is going for hajj, and passes away on the way, he hasn't reached Makkah Sharif also, but he was on his way for hajj. He, not only will he be granted that hajj on his niyat, but inshaAllah, Allah will appoint an angel, a farishta, that will make hajj on his behalf every year. So a person just has to be, have that, oh Allah, I also want to be your ashiq. I also want to be your true lover. Oh Allah, please make me. And we feel that we haven't reached that stuff. And we are pleading to Allah, we are making dua to Allah. Inshallah, Allah's fazl will be complete on that person also. کار فرما تو لطف ہے ان کا ہم غلاموں کا نام ہوتا ہے. All the work that is carrying on is the lutf, the kindness, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Hum ghulamu ka naam hota hai. Our name comes, that he did this, he so and so, he gave this bayan, he did this or so and so, but it's all from there. It's from Allah Ta'ala. And that is a person, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali said that a person who is nadan, who is not complete, who is incomplete, that he attributes his perfection towards his mujahada, towards his effort, etc. Whereas actually it is all from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Kya hai Arabi bana? فَإِنَّ بَعْضَ الْمُغْتَرِّينَ, some people who are in deception, يُنْسِبُونَ كَمَالَاتِهِمْ, they attribute their kamalat, whatever they have got, إِلَى مُجَاهَدَاتِهِمْ, towards their mujahada, etc. I made lot of effort, when in actual fact it's only from Allah. That effort they made sacrifices, but that was also from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It isn't from a person himself, it is also only from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali went and studied after he had got married. And they were so poor that to reach Dioban, when he studied in Darul Uloom Dioban, his mother had to borrow 50 rupees in those days. And then when he reached there, he got the news his mother is very ill, or that she is on a deathbed, but he didn't have money to go. He stayed, and then when he reached, his sisters told him, his wife and his sisters, that his mother said when she was on a deathbed, that two farishtas have to, she made salam to them. And she said that Muhammad Umar is between the two. That you the protection of Allah. So the sacrifice, all that, what sacrifices? When a person goes through all that, Allah makes fazal. Then Allah took work from Maulana that his name won't die in history, inshallah. How many people throughout the world personally have heard him? And then how many through the cassettes and through now CDs and all the on the websites, etc. Once we were in Madagascar and a person had taken us out in the jungles. Right there in the right bundus in the jungles, he had Maulana's cassette on. I said, Allahu Akbar, look at where and where Allah Ta'ala let his face reach. Allah Ta'ala doesn't let it go to waste in any way whatsoever. A person who sacrifices for Allah, Allah Ta'ala doesn't let that sacrifice go in waste in any way whatsoever. And it is all from Allah Ta'ala. It is only our little name that comes. So we mustn't take the credit for it. This is very dangerous when we take the credit for it. Bishar Hafi Rahmatullah Ali, very great buzurg, we mentioned previously also, that Allah chose him. First his life was a different life, but on a piece of paper he saw the name of Allah written, he cleaned it, he put atar, whatever, he respected it and put it. That night he saw, you respected our name, we will give you respect. So Allah Ta'ala then chose him, and then he became such a great buzurg, and he did not like to walk on the earth with shoes. He said it is, wal arda farashnaha, that Allah says the earth, we have put our carpet on it. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali once said that it was summer months here in South Africa when Hazrat came. He said, it looks like in your country everywhere there is a green carpet laid out with the green grass growing. Especially if you go through the Garden Route or Eastern Transvaal, these places, he said, it looks like there is a carpet that is spread. So he said, how can I walk with my shoes on the carpet? Allah in return gave him the honor that wherever he walked, the dirt would be removed, any impurity, dapaki will be there, it will be removed. And Allah Ta'ala also honored him. May Allah bless us. When Shaykhul Hind, or it was Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, we can get an idea what is Ishq, what is the name of Ishq. When he went to Madinatul Munawwara, at a distance out of Madinatul Munawwara, he took out his shoes. That I can't walk with shoes here. Not in Medina Sharif. He's still outside. And he's coming. Who of us today? Allah make us laugh. His khadim also took out his shoes. But he said, I just walked a little. And the stones and pebbles and my feet were started paining. I wore my shoes again. But these people, that is what is that ishq. That you don't even notice it. You don't even know there are thorns or there are pebbles, there are stones and the heat. Even if it is just sand, that heat. But may Allah bless us with this ishq. And it is only from the mercy and the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. And a good way to ask of this is that make dua for somebody else. That oh Allah bless you with your ishq tamma. A person, a sheikh makes for his murids. Murids make for the sheikh. The malaika in return said, walaka mithla. For you also the same. Your du'as, you getting the du'as of the farishtas, who are ma'asum and mustajabu da'awat, when you make a du'a for somebody else. So we all must make du'a for one another. And especially, sir, it's human nature, sometimes you feel a bit something against somebody, make du'a for that person more. That Ya Allah, bless him in deen, dunya and akhirat. Allah, grant him your ishq and your jazb, O Allah. You make dua for that person especially, more your duas will be accepted. Open our hearts and we make dua. So anyway, Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali, when he passed away, one of his murid saw him in a dream and asked him that how did it go, how did you fare? He said, Allah showered his mercy upon me. The only problem I had is that you, my murids, what you people made me famous and gave me a lot of show. And that when it goes to the head, that is a dangerous thing. When a person, if you praise a person, especially out of the limit, over the limit, it is discouraged in the hadith also, that you must not praise a person. The malaika, they hit him on his chest and they ask him, were you like that? Were you like that? So that is a thing we should be very careful. Hazrat Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he was in jail in Egypt, the other people who were in jail as well, they naturally got love for Yusuf Ali Salam, the Nabi of Allah, his akhlaq, his beauty, everything. Nabi is a Nabi. How much didn't Allah bless him? So they told him, so he said, please, for Allah's sake, don't show me your love. He said that when I was a small baby, a child, and my auntie, my puppy, my father's sister showed love to me, then I got accused of stealing. And then when my father showed me great love, I landed up down in the well. My brothers, they put me in the well. And when the wife of Aziz, the minister of Egypt, when she showed love to me, I landed in jail. So therefore, all this must be within its limits. And when we overdo it, then we are taken to task for that. Allah Ta'ala, the two brothers, one brother was a very great alim, orator, great lecturer in Lahore. I don't remember the names now. His bayan was going to take place, and his brother in the introduction praised him. He became like completely paralyzed. He couldn't stand up on his legs also, until his brother made again sincere tawbah. Then Allah gave him his strength back again. So we have to be very careful in these matters. Otherwise, it affects a person in this dunya also. In this dunya also, Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali said, when you people used to point, there's Hazrat. That's the only thing that caused me harm. Otherwise, I had no harm yet. Allah showered his mercy upon me. So, all this is also something that we must be, everything within its limits. Not too much show and make a big issue about things, etc. This is very harmful for a person. Alame ghaib ke hai jam us subo, jam unka hi jam hota hai. From alame ghaib, from Allah tabaraka ta'ala, for those people who have got this ishq of Allah, this love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, that such people, the jug and the glass, the wine, of the love of Allah, this comes from Allah Ta'ala. Those people who have got this ishq, they get this jam, unhi ka hi jam hota hai. That is what is called a jug of wine. Not this wine of this dunya, not love of any other mortal, any other human being, but the true love of Allah. And that ishq and that. Then a person, his namaz, he becomes namaz, such a person. Today we just make namaz, it's namaz time, when we want to finish namaz. Tilawat, we don't have that enjoyment in it, that we look forward to it. Tahajjud, may Allah give us all tawfiq, if we make also, but not with the jazba, that ishq. Like a person who gets married, what is his condition? When he takes his bride home, it's not like he's taking his mother home, or he's taking his sister home. What a difference there is. So like that, we have that love of Allah, may Allah bless us with it. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was the imam of this. And he taught this, and he was an embodiment of it, of the love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Once I just asked Hazrat, I can't remember now the meaning of one form of Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahab Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali. We were at that time in Malawi with Hazrat. When I asked, Hazrat just went in a trance like, what it was. that how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that love of Allah. You just hear your lover's name, your beloved's name, and you just hear something about him, and you go, may Allah bless us. Mashallah, those who are blessed are blessed, but people like me, I speak for myself, we just got an imagination of it. We're just thinking about it. But may Allah bless us with that reality, inshallah. And then, for such a person, guna is out of the question. A person who has got, who is overpowered with the love of his wife, even if his wife is not present, he'll never ever look at another woman. He'll never even think of another woman. On the other hand, may Allah forgive us. We might be sleeping with our own wives, but our thoughts are with other women. That's what our condition is. And that person, though his wife is not around, but he's because that love. So even if we don't see Allah Ta'ala, if Allah blesses us with that love, a person, guna will become the most detestable thing in his eyes. But if unfortunately we haven't got that, then it is very difficult to stay away from guna also. May Allah Ta'ala be kind and bless us all. And in the fuyuz and the tofail of our mashayikh, may Allah bless the whole ummah and all of mankind in jinn with this great love of Allah, this ishq and this jazb of Allah Ta'ala. Agar na ho dosto karam unka, umar bhar ishq kham hota hai. And oh my friends, if it is not Allah's karam, if it is not Allah's kindness, whole life also, your ishq will be incomplete. It's only when Allah will grant you that, then you will have that ishq. Otherwise, your whole life will pass, but your ishq, your love for Allah will be incomplete. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we just have to cry and sigh and beg of Allah Ta'ala that He blesses us with that and He pulls us towards Him. Ashq bari pe fazl bari ho, Allahu Akbar. Tab kahi ja ke kaam hota hai. Ashq bari, crying. When you start making crying, then bari, Allah Ta'ala, His fazl comes. But very sadly today, how many of us, may Allah be kind to us, that our tears come out. Our hearts are so hard that not a teardrop wants to come. We admit our gunas, we know we are so sinful. And to wash it away, you got dirty clothes, you have to put it in a washing machine, and it's going to be cleaned, it's going to be washed with water. But our water doesn't want to come out. Your tap is so tight that the water, not one drop comes out. How our gunas are going to be washed? May Allah be kind to us and let the tears flow in His love and in His fear. A person who, just Bukhari Sharif's one riwayat, Allah Ta'ala, one person of the people of before Bani Israel, he made wasiyat to his children that when I die, you must burn my body. And then you must make it ash. And on a windy day, you must let it fly away in the air. Let it get all, everywhere else, muntashir, spread out everywhere. Or in the sea you must throw it, something more or less to that effect. And then they did it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, surprisingly says, they did what the father said. But then Allah said, kun, be, and he was alive. And one person who was now, who was burned, he became ash. And he said also, you must stem that ash, make it fine, fine, fine. And then spread it out everywhere. So Allah Ta'ala asked him, why did you do this? He said, your fear. Allah said, go, I've forgiven. So the fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also, that a person fears, there are two things and one farishta, whom Allah has given such hearing power, that from the bottom of the ocean, from anywhere in the world, wherever a person says those words, and those three, the agenda, those two things, and that farishta hears it. One is Jannat. Allah has given Jannat that power of hearing, that anyone anywhere in the world, can be the bottom of the ocean, he can be in the thick of a jungle and forest, and he says, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah. Oh Allah, I ask you of you Jannat. Jannat hears that. And Allah says, oh Allah, he wants me, I want him. Put him in me. And the other is Jahannam. Jahannam also Allah has given it that power of hearing, that whoever says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nar, وَمَا قَرَّبَ إِلَيْهَا. Also we can say that, oh Allah, I seek your refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Then Jahannam hears it. Oh Allah, he doesn't want to come to me, I don't want him also. Keep him away. And the third is a farishta by the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever reads Durood Sharif anywhere in the world, Allah gave him that power of hearing. He hears it and he conveys it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That riwayat also comes that Malaika Sayyaheen, they are touring around, they are making gusht all the time. And wherever they find anyone reading Durood, they take that Durood and they convey it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least what we should try and do, so many people, mashaAllah, may Allah accept us also, take us also for Umrah. How many people are going next year? They are back already, we still sitting here, we haven't gone. Then we ask them that to, they must convey our salams also. And we should read our durood also as much as we can. The malaika hearing it, that farishta has got, Allah gave him that capacity of hearing, that he hears and he conveys our salams to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when this ashbari comes, when the tears start coming out from the eyes, then Allah Ta'ala's fazl bari ho. Then Allah Ta'ala's fazl comes down. May Allah, out of His mercy, make our hearts soft and our dry eyes. May Allah Ta'ala let tears flow from there. In one poem which Hazrat quotes many times, that if you say your heart is too hard and no tears flow from there, then why is it that waterfalls falls from the mountains? From rocks, mountains, solid rock, but a waterfall comes out from there. So learn. So we also, Allah Ta'ala grant us out of His kindness that our eyes become, our hearts become soft and we can shed tears in front of Allah Ta'ala. Garm Rabbi na ho koi uska ishbi be nizam hota hai. And if a person has got ishq, but he hasn't got a murabbi, a sheikh, that his whole ishq, his whole great love for Allah will also go out of control. Like we see, for example, there are many people who genuinely have so much love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once we went to Cape Town, Paulsmoor, the prison, famous prison. We had a program there also. And they made it a big occasion also, and all the prisoners, Muslims, all the males, they were there. They got a Jamaat Khana also there in the prison, and they were there, and they had Milad, and they were reading their Milad and that. And when you see their faces, really, they are so genuine. How they are reading with what love, but they are in bid'at, be-nizam hota hai. Ishq is there, but now it is be-nizam. That ishq is there, but now a person will make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alimul ghaib also. And he will give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the position of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore you need a guide. Otherwise many people in their genuine love of Allah, of Deen, of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are people also, though perhaps Allah knows better, we cannot judge, who want to spread Deen, but they use the wrong means. Maybe they are genuine also. They want Deen to spread also. Many times it is, we do it for our nafs to get name, fame, show. So we go on TV, we don't know. But some people are genuine also. That they want to spread the word of Allah Ta'ala. And they feel that perhaps by the TV, by video, it will spread. But now your ishq is there, but you haven't got a guide, so it will be be-nizam. It won't be in the right direction. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala guide us always. Once we were in one place and they were having the Darul Uloom Jalsa. On a Friday, in the masjid there, they had kept my program, but Allah reward that one Maulana tremendously. Before about 10, 11 o'clock, he phoned me. He said, your program is fixed there. I said, yes. So he said, but remember, there is TV there. That whole program comes on TV, on two channels in that country. So I say, in that case, excuse me. So he said, no, we won't do that. We'll close, we'll shut off the TV. So they took it away. For Sunday, for the Jalsa, they said, it's also going to be on TV. And it's going to come on two channels of the two TV channels. And it's going to be videoed also. And also there's a screen in the ladies' hall. They will also see. And they said that another very great alim is here, and he said he hasn't got a problem with it. So I said, me small mouth, big talk, such a great alim, what can I do? So I told him, Allah put in my heart, may Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. So I told him, phone me back in an hour. Then I phoned Hazrat in Karachi. And Hazrat was in Majlis that time, so I said, something urgent, please. So when Hazrat heard, Hazrat said, no, never ever. There is no permission granted for it in any way whatsoever. So I told, when they phoned me, I told them, sorry, I can't come. And somebody else can carry on with the program. They said, no, we'll put it off in that case. May Allah reward them also. So when you have that ishq, you want to spread the word of Allah Ta'ala, but you haven't got a rehbar, you will choose the wrong means also. Your love will be misguided also. And you will go in the wrong direction. So therefore, it is very necessary that we must have a guide, and we can do our work in the correct way. We have to do, there are two things. If a person, for example, he sees people are not giving their zakat, he's got ikhlas 100%, and he goes and robs the people, and he takes the zakat from them by forcing them, by robbing them, and he takes. And he's so sincere, he got ikhlas also. He doesn't keep one cent for himself. He distributes all that zakat in the poor people. But that is not going to be acceptable. He's using the wrong means. So in the same way, a person got a lot of desire for deen, and he wants to spread it, but he uses the wrong means. Or a person has got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many people whole night Tawwali, but when Fajr time comes, then they go and sleep away. So they love in, according to them. And there must be those who are genuine also. And they stayed awake the whole night also. But that love wasn't guided. So first time came, then they went and sleep away. So may Allah Ta'ala be kind to us, and let us have a guide in our lives, and let us be guided, and taken to Allah in the correct way. And there is only one way of La ilaha illallah, that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To reach Allah is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah guide us in that path. Zikr al-taqwa ki noor se akhtar. This is when your shaykh is not there, then your zikr and your taqwa. By the noor of your zikr and your taqwa, noor e nisbat tamam hota hai. The noor of nisbat of Allah Ta'ala becomes complete. It is perfected and it is completed when a person carries on with his zikr regularly. It's very essential that we carry on with our zikr, that we carry, and then we have our taqwa, by that we will be guided. May Allah Ta'ala in His kindness guide us and help us, inshallah. We were reading in here our Hadrat Maulana Yunus Patel, Sahab Rahmatullah Ali's correspondence with Hazrat. And that was a time when Hazrat was in Turkey and he was going to Konya, to the Maqbara, to the grave of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. Further in that letter he writes, it's quite a long letter, we have read quite a bit of it already. Further he writes, Mera nafs mujhe malamat karta hai. My nafs is taunting me. Nafs-e lawwama. Let us read from nafs-e ammara, where the nafs just tells us to do evil all the time. And we follow the nafs and we do that. Then a person makes mujahada, the nafs becomes nafs-e ammara. Now it starts taunting you. Still you make guna, but the nafs tells you, what kind of a person? You round topi, khanka topi and kurta, beard, sunnat beard, and you doing this? You looking here, you looking there? So Maulana said, my nafs-e ammara, ke tu apne shaykh ki ishq mein jhoota hai. That you are not true in your claim for your love for your shaykh. My nafs is telling me. Aur apne shaykh ki huquq ki adaigi mein kaccha hai. And you are very weak in fulfilling the rights of your shaykh. And that is how really we all must feel. No matter how much a person does, but he must feel that I am not fulfilling the rights, etc. Aur koi gustakhi unki shaan mein zarur hui hai. And maybe you spoke something which wasn't desirable. You showed some disrespect with using some words or something. Warna kyun safar ki puri tayyari, اور ارادہ کے بعد محروم کر دیا گیا. Otherwise, why? After you make it the intention to go travel with Hazrat, and you prepared also everything, then why didn't you still go? But his health was. But this is what nafs will do. Shaitan will tell a person. So he wrote this to Hazrat. Look at Hazrat's reply. Jawab. Har qaza mu'min ke liye 100% mufeed hoti hai. Every decision of Allah for a mu'min, whatever it is 100% beneficial. One person who came for Hajj, and with the niyat that I'll make every namaz with jamaat, I'll try and get safa ula in haram sharif, haramain, it's not easy, and I'll make every namaz, I'll go early, but he became so ill, so high temperature, that all his namazes he had to make in his room. He came and tell Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi about it. Hazrat said, wow, Allah gave you an honorable Hajj free of charge. What comfort you stayed in your room and you got all the sawab of the haram. Your niyat was that, so you got the full sawab. So whatever Allah, and Allah knows why. Allah's decisions, Allah knows perfectly why, what He does. طبعی غم لوازم بشریت سے ہے. To have natural sorrow that I couldn't join this kafla, I haven't gone with, this is natural. A human feels that way. It's not harmful spiritually. اور یہ حزن باعث تکمیل نسبت ہے. And the sorrow you are feeling, that will be a means by which you become, you'll get complete nisbat with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and with your shaykh also. Hazrat Wala, in the next part of the letter, the last part of this letter, Allah Ta'ala ke liye muaf farma de aur is napak nalayak murid ko apni khususi tawajjuh se mehroom na farmaye. Please, for Allah's sake, forgive me that I haven't joined, and this is a humility, genuine humility. May Allah bless us with that also. Not a show of it, but genuine. And this, he says that me, that not a worthy murid, please, your duas and your special tawajjuh. دعا کا خاص گار ہوں. I request دعاس کے اللہ تعالی جب حب جاہ, حب مال, حب دنیا, غفلتن الاخرہ اور تمام رضائل سے پوری نجات عطا فرما کر, میں اللہ تعالی give me complete salvation, free me completely from the love of fame, name and fame, from the love of wealth, from the love of this dunya, and from being unmindful of آخرت. That was the fikr that we should have. We didn't recognize Maulana when he was with us. What a position. Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala bless him with the highest stages and increase his position all the time, and give us also tawfiq of this. Apna banda bana le, may Allah make us his slave. Take away all this desire for name and fame, dunya, following our nafs, etc. May Allah make us his slave. From Abdul Nafs, may Allah make us Abdullah. Make us his slave, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala mujhe jaldi sihat de de, taaki aapke khidmat mein pahunch kar dil ko mujalla, musaffa, muzakka banaun. May Allah give me quickly good health so that I can quickly come by you and I can purify my heart. I can wash my heart and I can shine my heart. May Allah bless us also with such jazba, inshallah. Aapki mulaqat ka behad mushtaq ho. I'm very, my desire to meet you is very intense. محترم جناب عشرت جمیل میر صاحب اور بقیہ قافلہ کے لوگوں کو بشرط سہولت سلام. And he gave salams for Mir Sahib and all who were joined Hazrat in their journey. Then he writes at the end, Banda Yunus Patel, غفر له. And he wrote the Islamic date, 3 محرم الحرام 1418. The answer Hazrat wrote, Maulana, dil aur jaan se aapke liye dua har roz karte hain. Every day from my heart and soul I make dua for you. Taqabbal Allah Ta'ala da'awatina bi karamihi. May Allah accept our duas for you. Ye khat par kar khususi ahbab. When I read your letter, then our special friends, Hazrat said, Maulana Abdul Hamid waghira ko sunaya gaya. I read it out to all our special friends here. Mahzooz wa masroor huye. All became very, very happy and delighted. Ahkar aapki mulaqat ka mushtaq hai. Hazrat is writing that you said you are very desirous to, Hazrat writes himself as Ahkar. I'm very desirous, this humble servant, to meet you. May Allah make us like that, that Allah Ta'ala becomes happy with us. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda sahab, Damat Barakatum said, Maulana Yunus Patel sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, narrated to him in Medina Sharif, he saw a dream that he went to Rauza Mubarak inside. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy to meet him. And for gathering the people and telling them about deen, about Allah, for that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely happy. May Allah bless us with these realities. May Allah accept from us, forgive us for all our shortcomings, inshaAllah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکرِ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکرِ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. گرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے. خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی, سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے وہ سارے خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں, پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے, رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے, سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ, سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. فاعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا, أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, أصلح لنا شأننا كله, أصلح لنا شأننا كله, أصلح لنا شأننا كله, ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين, فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وعورة وخطيئة. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا, واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا, واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أقررت أعين أهل الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين, وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اشف شيخنا, اللهم اشف شيخنا, اللهم واشف شيخنا يا رب بالمصطفى، بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.